Colorado's Controlling Commie Election by me, John Caldera, published November 9th, 2025. If you're a fan of limited government, personal liberty, or educational choice, Tuesday night's election results were a downer. Just another one in a long line of depressing elections that has made Colorado more California than California. However, if you prefer a controlling elite deciding your fate, debt, class envy, teachers' unions, well, it was just another victory in a decades-long winning streak for you. I'm curious how multi-billionaire nannyist Michael Bloomberg felt about his out-of-state investment. He put $5 million towards convincing Denver voters that adults must stop buying Swisher Sweet cigars, which contain flavored tobacco. I guess it's the new fentanyl. As adults drive by marijuana shops selling flavored edibles, liquor stores selling peach-infused vodka, and legal psychedelic mushroom operations, it's adults buying smoking cessation products like Zyn in Denver that Michael Bloomberg knows is the scourge of our nation. It didn't matter. It is already illegal for anyone under 21 to buy any tobacco or nicotine products, flavored or not. Bloomberg's millions convinced voters this was a ban on children buying the stuff. He won handily as he spent nearly $52 per yes vote to make it happen. 52 bucks a person was enough to convince Denverites who scream, "My body, my choice," when it comes to abortion, that government needs to stay out of your uterus but shove itself down your adult lungs. He can't run New York anymore, so he regulates Denver. His $5 million was the most spent on any ballot issue or candidate in Colorado this year. For perspective, the class-baiting tax increase on rich people to buy free lunches for just slightly less rich people's kids raised only $800,000. And that was a statewide operation, not a tiny one like Denver's municipal cigar ban. Passing propositions LL and MM, the double down on free lunches in Colorado, was certainly no shock, but it gives us something to speculate. It was not a surprise to me that MM passed. What did surprise me was that it passed by a larger majority than the original tax proposal, Prop FF, just a couple years ago. By contrast, voters seem to have learned their lesson on the wolf reintroduction fiasco. If put on the ballot today, wolves would certainly lose. I'm thinking witnessing the debacle of flinging apex predators throughout Colorado is what drove Denver voters to recently reject the slaughterhouse ban and a ban on selling furs. They realize that maybe in some areas, government doesn't know what it's doing. In the same way, the farce that is the free lunch program should have caused more of us to reconsider the blatant socialism of stealing from those who have more than you. It took no time for the current free lunch program to run into the red. I mean, go figure, you offer people free stuff and they line up to take it. The program also failed to source food locally as promised in the original Prop FF. In other words, the state really FF'd the whole socialistic experiment. Even after witnessing this failure, a larger percentage of people voted for MM than the original FF. More of us want to penalize successful people to empower government elites to decide what our own kids should eat. Could this be a leading indicator the socialist value structure of take from thy neighbor has taken root here? Props FF and this year's LL and MM might be the gateway drug for the cocaine of democratic socialism. The first one's always free. Yo, here's a free sandwich for your kid. You know, on the house. But before you know it, we're replacing our successful flat income tax rate with a punitive progressive income tax. New York's socialist mayor-elect spelled it out in his victory speech, quote, "We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about." Translation: here in Colorado, we will destroy our economy to save the earth from climate change. while China builds a dirty coal plant every day, punish the productive risk-taking class and chase them out of the state, see New York and California, as we micromanage every aspect of your life, like outlawing Swisher Sweet cigars and feeding your children the meals of our choosing. Is this the Colorado we'll buy when some out-of-state billionaire sells it to us?